Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. I hope everyone is having an awesome start to their week. I'm having a great start to my week. Honestly, last week was like kind of rough for me. I'll get more into that in a second. But this week, like, my life is going back to normal. I'm getting into a really awesome routine of things. Indoor cycling classes started back up last week for me. So where I teach here in Buffalo, Revolution Buffalo, we were doing outdoor classes down at Larkin Square, if you're from the Buffalo area or you're familiar with the area. So they were outside for a couple months. I think it was like August to the beginning of October. And obviously, we live in a northern state, so it's starting to get pretty cold here. I think there's snow coming this weekend, which is insane. But we had to move our classes indoors, so we're back in the studio. The transition has gone really well. If you are a client at Rev, because I know I have like some clients that listen to this podcast and you're a little nervous about coming back in studio, don't be. It's been so safe. We can only have 13 riders in the spin room. We normally have 40, so only 13. There's a ton of open space, a lot of space between the bikes. We have to wear masks the entire time. I know some states don't have to wear masks while they're physically working out. You normally maybe just have to wear your mask like as you're going to your mat or your bike. Here in New York, you have to work out with a mask on, so spinning with a mask has been very interesting. I actually have to say that spinning with a mask isn't nearly half as bad as I thought it was going to be. Even like I was very nervous because I obviously speak while I spin since I'm instructing. So I was like, oh no, not only do I have to spin and wear a mask, I have to instruct and wear a mask. So I was super nervous, but honestly, it really hasn't even been half as bad as I thought it was going to be. My biggest piece of advice is that if you live somewhere where you have to wear a mask while you work out, the disposable paper masks are chef's kiss. Like, they're the best mask for working out. Do not under any circumstances wear a cotton or some sort of like cloth face mask when you are working out, especially if you're doing something like spin or running. Like, those sort of masks will suffocate you. The paper ones don't suffocate you. They don't like go into your mouth as you're speaking or breathing. They are the best for working out. But overall, it's been really, really safe and clean and everything. I'm really happy to be back in the studio. It's been super exciting because when I was hired by Revolution, we were still doing outdoor classes. So I started my teaching with outdoor classes, and now we're obviously in studio. I get to be up on the podium. I feel just so cool and professional. I absolutely love teaching. I'm going to do an episode, I don't know, maybe next week or the week after, depending on what's going on with some guests that I have scheduled, but I definitely want to do an episode about how I became a spin instructor because it was quite a journey. It took me a little over a year to become an instructor at Revolution specifically, and there were definitely some ups and downs in that journey, and I know a lot of people are interested in hearing about that and hearing about becoming a fitness instructor. So definitely keep an eye out for the episode. It should be coming like either next week or the week after, but I definitely want to talk about that. Also, I want some feedback on this. So if you follow me on Instagram, shoot me a DM after you listen to this episode, but I'm highly considering starting YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I honestly watch it more than I like watch TV or Netflix or anything. I just love watching YouTube. I watch a lot of lifestyle vloggers, a lot of like health and fitness people, and I love this podcast. I love this platform, and I think it would be so cool to have another platform, especially YouTube, where it's a little bit more personal because obviously you'll see me on the screen. A podcast, you only hear my voice. You don't know what I look like unless you follow me on social media or anything, but I just thought it would be a really cool platform to add on to my Instagram and this podcast. Like I said, I love doing YouTube, and I feel like my life right now is very interesting between being in law school and being a spin instructor. I'm in my last year of law school, so I have a lot of big things coming up. And I know people have questions about law school, so I feel like it would be cool to have a YouTube to answer those sort of questions, to vlog my spin classes, stuff like that. So I'm really curious about your thoughts. I feel like YouTube is kind of oversaturated at this point. Like, there's a lot of health and fitness and lifestyle vloggers, but at the same time, I do feel like I offer something unique, and I think it would be so fun. I don't really even care about like how many people watch or subscribe or if I make money off of it. I just think in general it would be super fun, and I'm curious to know if you watch YouTube, if you would watch my videos. Shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know. So let's talk about the topic of today's episode, which is my morning routine and how I became a morning person. I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing this sort of content like all over social media. I've seen it on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Reels, Stories, all that jazz. Everyone is talking about like their morning routines. Everybody's asking for advice on how to become a morning person. I think so many people idolize the life of like waking up super early in the morning, working out, eating a healthy breakfast, being productive. But in reality, a lot of us like can't get out of bed the moment our alarm goes off. And we just tell ourselves, okay, we'll start tomorrow or next week, and then it never happens. I am 100% a morning person. If you ask my boyfriend, he will attest to this. We are actually complete opposites. I'm a huge morning person. My boyfriend is a night owl all the way. So I wake up at like 7 a.m. and my boyfriend can sleep till like noon. So we're opposite in that fact, but I love being a morning person, and I thought it would be so fun to talk about my morning routine and tips and advice on how to become a morning person, because not that I was ever really the type of person to sleep in super late, but definitely in college, like if I had to wake up before 9 a.m., it was hard for me, and I considered that early. Nowadays, I wake up usually naturally around 7 a.m., 7:30/8 a.m. is sleeping in for me, but I normally wake up anytime between like 6 and 7 a.m. now, and I do a bunch of stuff in my morning routine, which I'll go into more in a second. But of course, before we get into the meat of the episode, I want to talk about my goal for the week and one negative I'm turning into a positive. So my goal for this week is to get back into my morning routine, which is why I decided to make my morning routine the topic for this week's episode, because like the last week and a half, I've been so bad about sticking to my morning routine. I've never been the sort of person who like can't get out of bed when my alarm goes off, but that has been me lately. Granted, I've had a lot of stuff going on. The past 3 weeks, I was slammed with stuff for school. Like I had like at least one huge assignment or like two big assignments due for the past 3 weeks for school, and I was so tired. And then I also had some family stuff going on, which I'll touch on more in a second, but I'm hoping this episode motivates me to get back into my morning routine. So that is my goal for this week. And the one negative I'm turning into a positive is the family stuff I've mentioned. I don't want to go like too in detail about it because I'm honestly not that sort of person to sort of like disclose everything that's going on in my life on the internet. But long story short, my mom had an emergency surgery last week. It was super unexpected and it was a pretty major surgery. And I was just like a nervous wreck over it. And luckily she came out completely fine. She is now home from the hospital and she's recovering. She's doing really well, but I've had to take on a lot of responsibilities in our house that I normally leave to my mom, like cooking and cleaning our house and making sure that like our bathroom towels are being washed and dried, just like a lot of stuff. And why I'm turning like this negative into a positive is that I'm so happy that I'm home right now and that I'm able to help, because obviously if I was like on campus doing my classes, I'm away from the house a majority of the day. But being home and doing online classes has allowed me to spend more time with my family, spend more time with my mom as she's recovering. And it's just given me a lot of free time that I normally don't have if I were to be doing on-campus classes. The same thing goes with my younger brother. He is a sophomore in college and he goes to college out of state. And his college didn't go back for the semester, so he's been home taking online classes too. And it's just kind of crazy how things work out. Like, obviously with the coronavirus, I don't want to downplay it because I know people lost loved ones because of the virus. But it's just kind of funny like how things work out. I feel like obviously if coronavirus didn't happen, we all wouldn't be able to be spending time at home helping my mom recover. So that's the one negative I'm turning into a positive. Okay, so now let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is my morning routine and how I became a morning person. Like I said, I've seen this all over social media. I feel like the trend of having a good morning routine and becoming a morning person is like all the rave right now. And I thought it would be cool to just go over my routine and talk about how I became a morning person. I love hearing about other people's routines. So I hope that I do some stuff in my own routine that gives you guys some ideas for your routine and maybe stuff that you can implement into your daily morning. But let's go ahead and talk about my morning routine. So my morning routine, it's pretty simple. I try to work out in the morning, I try to journal, and I try to eat a really healthy breakfast. Those are kind of like the three main things I try to get done in the morning. So I usually will wake up anytime between 6 and 7 a.m. Sometimes I'll set an alarm, sometimes I won't. I'm pretty good about naturally waking up by 7 without an alarm. My body is honestly just kind of accustomed to that. Lately, I have needed an alarm because kind of weird, but I got like new blinds in my room and they're blackout blinds. And I used to wake up like with the sun because my other blinds were less opaque. These blinds are blackout blinds and I never know what time it is. So I set an alarm. I do not use the alarm on my phone. I used my little Alexa from Amazon, which she's totally going to speak right now that she heard her name. Hold on. The reason I don't use my phone as an alarm clock is for a couple of reasons. One, I sleep with my phone basically like next to me. It's only a foot away from me because I just sleep, I just put it on my windowsill, which is like right next to my bed. So it's literally within arm's reach to turn off the snooze button for me if I wanted to. So I try to get up the second my alarm goes off, and if I can have my alarm in easy reach, I'll turn it off and I'll roll back over and I'll go to bed. So I don't put it on my phone for that reason. Also, I try not to go on my phone in the morning. I feel like if my alarm goes off on my phone and I reach over to turn it off and I look at all the notifications I have, I'll be tempted to go on my phone. I really try not to go on my phone as soon as I wake up because I feel like when you look at your phone, it has the tendency to sort of like put you on alert already and can maybe like mess with your mood. Maybe you got like a text message about something bad. Maybe you'll get like a notification about something negative. I just try to stay off my phone when I first wake up. I also just don't want to take in all of that blue light as soon as I wake up. I highly suggest doing some research about the impact of blue light on your sleep cycle. I wear blue light glasses now when I am working on my iPad or my laptop, and then I also set my phone to like the night setting at night, but in the morning the night setting turns off and I don't want to just like take in all of this blue light as soon as I wake up, so I tend to not go on my phone the first thing in the morning, which is why I don't like using it as my alarm. So I think having an alarm that's independent from your phone is really helpful. Like I said, I just use my Alexa. She's going to go off again. Hold on. If you don't want to get an alarm that is like independent from your phone, try to put your phone away from your bed so it's not like in an easy reachable position when you wake up when your alarm goes off, so you could just like press snooze and roll back over. I've read people of like charging their phone at like their desk that's like further from their bed, anywhere that like forces you to get up and get out of bed to turn it on is a great way to make sure that you just don't hit snooze and go back to sleep. So like I said, when my alarm goes off, which is usually sometime between 6 and 7 a.m., I immediately get up and get out of bed. This wakes you up. I promise you, do not snooze your alarm or else you will get sleepy again and not want to get out of bed. Getting up out of bed is the best piece of advice I can give you if you are trying to become a morning person and wake up immediately to your alarm. So that's what I do. I immediately get out of bed because I'm the type of person that if I just lay in bed and like go on my phone, I'm gonna go back to sleep. So I get up immediately, go to the bathroom, do what I need to do, and there. Then I change my clothes and put on workout clothes. So I prefer to work out in the morning because if I don't work out in the morning, I will not work out for the rest of the day. Like it's just really hard for me to try to make myself work out in the afternoon or in the evening. Like I totally prefer morning workouts. Now that's kind of hard for me because I do teach two evening spin classes. but I have to go to those. So it's not really like I can skip out on those because I'm in the instructor. So I'm always motivated to go to those. But I actually don't even count the days that I teach spin as like my workout. When I do a workout, I'm doing it for myself and myself only. So when I'm teaching a spin class, I'm not doing that for myself. Like that isn't time for me to zone out and focus on myself. That's time for others. I have to be actively thinking that entire class as I'm teaching because I'm in charge of the class. And that's not like very relaxing for me. I can't zone out like I normally do in my other workouts. So that's why I don't really count the days that I teach spin as my workouts. And like I said, I prefer to work out as soon as I wake up in the morning because it's just done and over and I don't have to think about doing it for the rest of the day. So what I'll do is I'll wake up, go to the bathroom, and change into my workout clothes. I've been obsessed with doing Pilates since like the beginning of quarantine back in March. So that's normally the workout that I am doing. I also love going on long walks. So that's something I like to do in the morning as well. And sometimes I'll do weightlifting. Sometimes I'll go and take another instructor's spin class or like another strength class or HIIT class at Rev. It depends. But I always try to work out in the morning. A question a lot of people ask is how can you motivate yourself to work out early in the morning? I always say, and this goes for working out in general, I think working out at a boutique fitness studio is the best way to motivate yourself and make sure you are going to your workout classes because you're scheduling those classes far in advance, like usually a couple days or a week in advance, and you're already paying for those classes. And if you don't go to the class, you're gonna lose money. I think that's like the best way to motivate yourself whenever, like back when I was a client at Rev, not just like an instructor, back when I was just a client, there would definitely be some mornings when my alarm would go off and I was signed up for like a 5:45 a.m. spin class or a 7 a.m. spin class. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go to this. But then I think about, I already paid for this and I don't want to get the late fee for it. So I'm going to go. I really think that's an awesome way to motivate yourself to work out in the morning. But I know some people don't really want to like go to gyms or fitness studios right now or can't afford to. I highly suggest finding an at-home workout that you really love. I want to do a whole updated episode about this because back when I started the podcast, I did an episode about like how to stay fit and healthy during quarantine. I think it was like my second episode or something. And I talked about fitness influencers who are putting out free workout content during quarantine. And I want to do an updated version of that because I have found some really amazing fitness influencers who workouts I swear by and they're free. For example, like I've never paid for Pilates. I mean, I have, but I don't like pay for it regularly, if that makes sense. All the classes that I regularly do are free. I find them on Instagram. So just finding a workout that you really truly love is going to motivate you. And like I said, when your alarm goes off, get out of bed ASAP. When you change into your workout clothes, don't even give yourself a chance to like hesitate and double think about if you want to do this or not. Just go ahead and go right into your workout. That always helps me. After I'm done working out, I make a cup of coffee, drink a ton of water, and eat a healthy breakfast. If I do YouTube, I definitely want to do a video about like my favorite healthy breakfasts because if you know me, I'm not like a superbly amazing cook. I just kind of do like very basic recipes. And I'm also a really habitual eater. Like I eat the same five things all the time. And the breakfasts I make are really good. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So I want to do a YouTube video on that. And then when I am done eating breakfast, I usually go upstairs and get ready for the day. If I just do Pilates in the morning, I usually don't shower because I don't get like very sweaty from doing Pilates. If I do a more higher intensity workout, I of course go ahead and shower. And then I get ready for the day. Getting ready usually means I'm wearing a sweatshirt and leggings or a sweatshirt and joggers because I'm on that Zoom University wave, if you know. But I do make a point to like change out of my pajamas. I think that's so important. I normally don't put on makeup for the day because I think it's so important to just let your skin breathe and not wear makeup when you don't have to. But I do change my clothes and I usually will like brush out my hair and get like semi-decent. And then I sit down and journal. Journaling is one of my favorite things to do. I started journaling back during my senior year of college. I was seeing a counselor. That's another side note. I want to do an episode all about like my therapy experience. I think that would be really cool to talk about. But I picked up journaling when I was going to a counselor my senior year of college. I'm a very emotional person, and expressing my emotions can be very difficult and overwhelming for me. And journaling is a really great way to get how I feel out on paper. And I also really like writing. I loved writing growing up. I actually wanted to be a journalism major for the longest time. I love writing, so my counselor suggested that I do that, and I've been doing it since my senior year of college. I don't like consistently journal every day, but I do try to like write something down, even if it's just like a quick note about how I'm feeling or what I'm manifesting. Just kind of like logging something in my journal every day makes me feel good. It makes me feel really present, and it also just helps me keep track of my emotions, keep track of things that I have as goals or manifestations. I think journaling is amazing. I highly, highly suggest getting into it if you are not. Maybe I could do a whole episode about journaling. I'm just like thinking of ideas right now as I'm recording. I am going to put up some really good journaling prompts on my Instagram, Morgan Flit Health. I'll put them as a story highlight because I follow a lot of influencers who do like really great journaling prompts, but I normally write the date, how I'm feeling that day, three things I'm thankful for, three things I'm manifesting, and then just like anything else. I just use it as a brain dump. And trust me, journaling is the best. It's just such a great way to get out what you're feeling. It's an awesome brain dump. And once you start doing it, you'll just kind of feel that like the quality of your life and the quality of your morning especially will improve, especially if you wake up kind of like on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe you're sad about something, upset about something. Getting it out on paper just really helps reset the tone for the day and makes you feel more in control of yourself and your feelings and your emotions. And I think journaling just really helps you to be present with yourself in that moment, and thus that really helps set the tone for your day. But yeah, that is pretty much everything I wanted to talk about for today's episode, my morning routine, and just tips and tricks on how to become a morning person. If you need more advice, definitely shoot me a DM on Instagram. I could maybe do like a feed post about this too, just because that'll be more of like a summary that you can refer back to more easily than re-listening to this entire podcast episode. I'll definitely do that, so keep an eye out for that on my Instagram, Morgan Flit Health. Also, make sure you are following the podcast Instagram at A Little Bit of Everything Podcast. I would love for you to subscribe on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. I release new episodes every Tuesday. We have some really fun guest episodes coming up for the month of November, which I literally can't believe we're coming up on November. This year has flown by. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to give the podcast a 5-star review and maybe also a written review if you have time. That helps Apple market my podcast to more audiences. The listenership has grown so much the past couple of months, and I love getting new listeners. It's always just so weird to me that people listen to this podcast who don't personally know me, and I love connecting with you guys. So make sure you're following along to keep up with new episodes. Follow me on Instagram and let me know what sort of episodes you guys want to hear. Like I said, I have some really great guest episodes planned out, but I also love doing solo episodes because I think it allows me to connect with you guys a little bit more versus just putting out guest interviews. But yeah, let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Love you so much. Have a great rest of your day, morning, evening, night, week, whenever you are listening to this. And I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye, everyone.